question is about each end offensively. Can we progress, or we definitely will be degrading because of the offense, consciously or unconsciously?
There's different kinds of offenses. So the only the cure for offenses is chanting. But if one is chanting intentionally offensive, then that has to change. Otherwise, the chanting will make it worse. Like if someone is sinning on the strength of chanting. They hear, okay, chanting relieves all sinful activity. So I'll be sinful and I'll chant. And I'll be more sinful. And it's all right. That type of mentality, then the chanting will actually make you worse. Because it'll be watering the wheel. Can't cheat Krishna. But we're all infested with all kinds of offenses by our conditioning. But if we just keep chanting and trying to, then the offenses will go away. So Bhaktivinoda said, when will my offenses ceasing? And taste for the name will increase. When will that day be? Devotee is always thinking like that. He makes many offenses. There's one prayer, I make thousands of offenses all the time. But please let me carry on, because then the offenses will be purified. So we make progress. Everybody's offensive, but they start chanting, they make progress. If they want to get free, they're chanting for the pleasure of Krishna. Let's say the spiritual master tells you to do like this, do like that. And someone might think, I don't want to do that, but I'll just chant. I'm such a great chanter and a great devotee. The guru told me I should do this, but he doesn't understand. And that's offensive. And pretty soon you'll see they're not chanting anymore. Right? I've seen many like that. Well, the Vedas say to do like this, but that doesn't matter. Modern science is different. I'm just going to chant, I'm a great doesn't work. And if we don't have faith, that's a big offense, to not have faith. And someone's chanting, but they don't really believe it. Then they won't make advance. But if we keep chanting, slowly it gets pure. The idea is to keep chanting, and keep chanting, and worship Lord Chaitanya, that's free from offense. That's why we chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Paramanitana. Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasati Gora Vastavinda. We want to get Lord Chaitanya doesn't take offense. Alright?
Okay.
Jam. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if we lose our taste for chanting, that would be because of offense. Then we should plug the ears, go in a small room somewhere. And just chant really loud. Just keep chanting. That means, of course, you have to know that chanting is valuable. Somehow we lost it. And we cry and chant, then we get back. Or we go to join the group and join the kirtan. But if we make offense, then we'll think, I don't like those devotees. Can't go with them. I don't want to be seen in public. Then we'll stay by ourselves and we won't chant. But then we take shelter. Like last night, it's very easy to chant with so many. By yourself, it's sometimes not so easy. But we have to do it. Inattentive chanting, chanting attentively, concentrating, that will fix the mind and wipe out of them. Preaching wipes out. telling others about the holy name increases our faith in the holy
name.
And when we get more faith, we'll be make more advancements. Telling others about the Bhagavad Gita and distributing it, that will increase our faith in the Bhagavad Gita. Then when we read it, we'll get more benefit. All right.